Hello, this is Eric Jennings reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. The United States Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency, also known as USDA-FSA, has many programs available to producers. This week I'd like to talk about a program known as the Pandemic Assistance Revenue Program, or PARP for short. You may have heard about this program back in January, but FSA has just recently released the rules and application form for the program. PARP provides direct financial assistance to producers and agricultural commodities who have suffered at least a 15% decrease in gross revenue in the calendar year 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Previous programs under USDA's Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative targeted specific loss aspects, such as price loss. Compared to previous programs, PARP targets overall revenue losses and supports producers of certain commodities that were not previously eligible for pandemic assistance. Financial assistance will be provided to producers who suffered at least a 15% loss in gross revenue in the 2020 calendar year and will be based upon the comparisons of producers' gross revenue from either 2018 or 2019, as elected by the producer to best demonstrate a revenue reduction. So who is eligible and what commodities does PARP cover? In addition to the 15% loss, a few other requirements that producers have are an average adjusted gross income of less than $900,000 for the tax years 2016, 2017, and 2018, complied with provisions of the Highly Erodible Land and Wetland Conservation Regulations, and submitted a complete PARP application with all required documentation. Eligible commodities must be produced in the United States or by a producer residing in the United States. Covered commodities include crops, aquaculture, livestock, livestock byproducts, or other animals or animal byproducts that are produced as part of a farming operation and are intended to be commercially marketed. To apply for this program, producers will need to fill out an application using information from their Schedule F from the relevant tax years. For more information on eligibility, documentation, or a more extensive outline of the program, please visit www.farmers.gov/PARP. For more information on SDCA, how to become a member, or the latest state and industry news, visit our website at sdcattlemen.org or find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. I'm Eric Jennings reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. Thanks for listening and have a beefy week.